Coming to you from Los Angeles, California, this is Cheat Day Podcast. This is your host, Frankie, gender pronouns, he, him, his. And sitting across from me, my girl,
Kristen in the house, gender pronouns, she, her, hers. And we're back. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we are back.
We're back. It's good to be back.
It is really good to be back. It's good to be back here with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do we have today?
We just wanted to come to you guys and put a little sneak peek out for season two, which we are in the process of recording. We wanted to talk about kind of the things that have happened since we wrapped season one of Cheat Day Podcast and kind of what we've been doing in between that and now starting season two.
Yes.
So, Frankie, would you like to tell everybody what you would you like to tell everybody what you've been doing since?
I've been working. I have been Huluing because, you know, you got Netflix and you got Hulu.
Yes.
And Handmaid's Tale, which I just watched all of the episodes.
Any spoiler alerts?
Well, I'm not going to say anything because you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
So I don't want to ruin anything for you, but it's intense. That's all I have to say. And in this particular climate that we are living in, as the person in the White House is preparing to meet with the other dictator from Russia. Yep. It's a scary time. But we're not, you know, we're trying to keep it positive. We're trying to keep it light. We are going to provide light for all of you. And that is the, well, I mean, sometimes I think we are going to get a little bit political because I feel like you have to utilize your platform.
And how can you not?
Exactly.
I mean, how can you not?
We have to express that and, you know, we have to make sure we have to resist. So we, every now and then we'll have to comment, but other than that, we're going to try to keep it really positive and light.
But also keep it real.
1,000%. But yeah, as far as what I've been doing, I've been working, I've been, you know, watching TV. I've been creating some sort of a plan for myself and my life and what I want to do. And I have a lot of ideas and I have a lot of thoughts of where I would like my life to go and the things that I want to do as far as creative endeavors is concerned. We're doing this podcast and it's very fulfilling. There are other things I want to do that I will give updates on as they come. There's also a lot of events this summer that we as Cheat Day Podcast want to attend. So that's all coming down the pipeline. But I think you have a lot of updates.
Oh, do I?
Well, I mean, I saw the list.
It's a long list. I like lists and not on my phone, on paper.
Exactly. No, you are old school like that.
I am old school.
Yeah. So we are going to go to you so that you can share some of the things that are happening. And then we're going to talk about what's going to happen with the show, what that's going to look like, what we're trying to accomplish here, because I think we're moving in a slightly different direction.
Like guests.
Developments. Guests.
Guests. People coming to Kiki.
Yes. We're going to have we have a round table. We're going to use it.
Use the shit out of this round table.
This table, we're going to use it so much. Yeah. So that's coming. We can talk about that later. But right now, we're gonna turn our attention to Kristen. And her updates.
I do have some updates. So I also have been working, working, busy little bee. And where do I want to go with this? So I've been working and I started this enrichment program that my job is sending me to. It's a 6-month course. And I had my first official class this last Friday. And it was awesome. I cried, of course. I wish that I could talk and be moved by something and not break into tears.
I mean, I think that's a really beautiful quality to have.
Okay.
But I do get what you're saying because I'm the same way. Like I, when I talk and something is deeply moving, like the tears will come. And sometimes I wish that I could keep it together. But I not because I feel like it makes other people feel a little bit kind of inadequate or awkward.
Or uncomfortable.
Or uncomfortable.
Like, so, what do we do? Do we get her tissue? Do we console her? Right. Yeah.
Which, the answer to that is never give anybody tissues when they're crying. Mm-hmm. Because that is all about you being uncomfortable rather than them actually needing the tissue.
Right.
They'll get it if they want it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I get exactly, I get what you're saying.
Yes, I broke into tears on Friday. Mm-hmm. I couldn't help myself. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing, though I know it just simply means that I'm an emotional creature and I'm sharing something and I'm sharing from the heart. And so tears happen frequently. It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me silly. It doesn't make me immature. It doesn't make, you know, but I still have hangups around that about crying in public, which don't get me wrong. It doesn't ever stop me. The embarrassment does not ever stop me from crying in public because I do it frequently. Yeah, I just kind of want to get beyond the hangups and just, you know, be who I am. And people can like it or not like it. But at the end of the day, that they get to have their own opinions and feelings and I get to live my life. So
exactly.
So that's happening, which is exciting. So it's a 6-month course. And then I'm moving. I'm moving out of the place I'm living now. The owner is selling it. So I'm in the process of preparing. I'm not one of those people that likes to wait till the last minute. Mama likes to get it together real quick.
She sure does.
So she's like detail cleaning things, organizing, paring down, donating,
boxing and
selling, boxing, all the things, girl.
Yeah.
Take it room by room. We're downsizing.
That too.
We don't know where we're moving yet, but I mean, it's somewhere in the LA County area. But Andy works a ways away and I work not as far away, but we have to figure that out. So we're not actually going to start looking until mid-August.
Right.
And at the end of August, my best friend is getting married to her baby daddy. Mm-hmm. I am so excited that they're tying the knot. And I'm so excited that I get to see her get married to the love of her life and the father of her children. And that is almost the end of August. So Andy and I are taking a road trip up to Seattle, 3 days up, stopping along the way, and then 2 days back, stopping along the way, and then 4 days actually in Seattle. So I'm super excited about that. I haven't had a vacation in a very long time. And we are fortunate enough that we're able to get the coins together and make that shit happen. Because I think taking time off, even if it's only a staycation, is good for the soul.
Agreed.
Especially when you're doing soul bearing work. You know, like, we're not numbers people. Like, you know, we work with the community. So not to say that all jobs aren't stressful, but when you're working with at-risk community, it can be just a smidge extra.
Just a little bit.
Just a smidge extra. Girl. My therapist. Let's talk about my therapist real quick. So Frankie already knows this story. You guys do not know this story. It's not a very long story, but I had a therapist, had being the operative word, had a therapist who I've been seeing for, I think maybe 3 or 4 months now. I might something be overshooting, like, but something along those lines. And, you know, I obviously don't know too much about my therapist because I shouldn't know really anything about my therapist.
Exactly.
Anything.
Personal stuff.
I should not know personal stuff about my therapist. A little nugget here or there if it relates to what I'm talking about and we can bring it back to me.
But no affiliations.
This bitch. Okay, first of all, if you're a Republican, that's fine. That's fine. There are Republicans, there are Democrats, there's Greenpeace, there's...
Here's what I will say.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're a Republican and you're listening to us, that's great. But if you're a Republican and you still stand behind the person who's in the White House, you probably should not be listening to us.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would be listening to us.
I would actually encourage you to not. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. So this bitch ended up telling me that, like, Maxine Waters is crazy and Nina Pelosi is crazy and she thinks they have dementia and Donald Trump never said any of the racist things that he's on, like, recorded video saying to the masses. Which, okay, that's your opinion. That's one of the wonderful things about living in this country right now is that everybody is welcome to their own opinion. But I should not know your stance on things in my therapy appointment.
Correct.
So needless to say, she's no longer my therapist.
She's been canceled.
Her show has been canceled.
Yeah.
I have to find a new therapist, which I'm a little frustrated about, but how grateful I am that I am in a situation where I have health insurance and it does provide me with therapy. And it's just a matter of, like, going back to the drawing boards and finding another therapist. But if anybody has ever had a therapist or has spent years in therapy, I'm sure you know all too well that it can just be very, very frustrating. Things like this happen. You know, the therapist freaks out about something that you're talking about. It's like therapists can cause trauma too.
Absolutely.
Shit, in my work, I can cause trauma. It's not intentional, but it's still something that happens. Mm-hmm. But you got to find the right therapist. And sometimes it takes 3 or 4 months to realize that they're a cuckoo bird and that they are not the right therapist.
Right, right.
Like, if she had never said anything to me at all about her points of view, and I've been asked a couple times, well, how did it come up? And I'm like, well, I was talking about my stance on things and how it deeply affects me and is highly disturbing the things that are happening right now in this country, in the world. Really. You know, it's just there's a lot of very disturbing things that are happening as far as the LGBT community, people of color, women, rights, elderly. Freedom of it's just insane to me. And I'm affected by it because I am, because I'm human and because I have the beliefs that I do. So her show's been canceled and now I have to find a new therapist. But I actually thought about taking a break from therapy, which is probably not a good idea. I think it's important to, for me, it's important to have something in my life that helps me stay accountable on a week by week or a bi-weekly basis. A go-to as far as maybe like some more difficult things that I'm still trying to process or work out in my head. It actually took me 24 hours to process what had happened with my therapist because like everything in me was like, no, shut your mouth, stop saying crazy things. This is what I'm saying in my head, and then I leave the room and I'm like, shit, she's a cuckoo bird and I can't keep seeing her. I actually didn't even tell Andy when I got home that is what had happened.
Yeah,
because I wasn't done processing it yet. Like, did that really just happen? Like, did that happen? Again, if she had never said anything, we could have just gone on our merry fucking way and had therapy. She was a good therapist.
Yeah.
Until that happened.
Yeah.
But then I think of other things that might be considered red flags. Where I'm like, maybe the red flags were there. I was just like, well, she's from the East Coast. She must be cool.
Right. Right.
So, therapist, going on a trip, enrichment program, we're moving. Our AC broke, but it's fixed now.
It is if you don't live in Los Angeles, you won't know this unless you watch the news. It is incredibly hot here right now. It's a heat wave. We get them every summer. But the night that it was supposed to be the hottest night, there were power outages all around the city. I was one of the unlucky ones to experience this. I wanted to die. It was so hot. I had to just like take cold showers all night long, open all doors and windows. I sat by the door, which didn't really help at all because the breeze was hot.
Yeah. That's my fave.
And it was about 4 hours of that. Just like nonstop sweating.
Right.
Just nonstop. It was not enjoyable at all.
Did you have your shade fan, that the fan that says shade?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't have it. I had a Virgen de Guadalupe candle.
Oh, okay.
Which I, you know, I'm not religious, but I was really just praying at that point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For it to come back. Some people got in their cars.
Oh, that's okay. That,
and
yeah.
They turned the AC on for like 4 hours. I mean, I don't know how.
Just slept in their cars?
I mean, I guess so. I guess so. But I never experienced joy like I did when the lights came back on. And I know you had some issues with your aircon as well.
Yeah, we just needed to hose it down, apparently.
Yeah.
I waited all day for the AC man person to come. Thank God he came.
I know.
And hose down my air conditioner.
Yeah, but you had this room because, so, I mean, people that haven't been to your house, they don't know that you have a room in the back that is really nice. And it also has an AC. So you got into that. And this is the room where we're in right now.
Yeah.
That is perfect for podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that move is going to affect this. But mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. We will figure it out. But before that, I know we want to talk about what is happening with the podcast for the summer. And since this room is so perfect, we thought, why not invite people and have guests, which is what we are going to do. There's a number of guests that have been confirmed, and we're going to be talking about an array of topics, body positivity and queerness and art and fashion and drag and how it all ties together in one big, beautiful community.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited, and I hope that everybody's excited to listen to us. And from the get-go, we wanted to include others into this conversation. So that's exactly what we're doing. And we're trying to figure things out. You know, we're not technologically gifted.
Not yet.
But we're not yet. Working but we are it. Learning sound engineers from the time we're going to be done with this. We're trying to figure out how to link in with people who are not in the area that can't come to the space to do collaborations and interviews remotely. And we want to connect more with Instagram. And now that there's IGTV, we'd like to make more videos. We're making little videos here and there, but we want to be more involved and more out there connecting with everyone. Because we just want to hear everyone's stories, and everybody has a lot of things to say. So we want to make sure that we showcase that and that we continue to grow.
Not only as individuals, but also, you know, the show, Cheat
exactly.
Day Podcast.
Yes.
And continue to grow and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have many ideas when it comes to the show. Hopefully some merch.
Yes.
Soon.
What do you feel like you learned from season one?
That's a really good question. And I think that the one thing that I learned is that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Because we came up with this idea, and then 2 weeks later, we were already recording. And that has been the biggest hurdle for me in my life, is to the follow through. Like, I have a lot of ideas, but I never see them through. So the fact that this happened, and it happened so quickly, and even though that we don't have thousands of subscribers yet, or listeners, people are listening, and we're connecting, and we set out to do something, and we are actively doing it, which I think is a beautiful thing. But I also, throughout the episodes, learned a whole lot about me, and a lot of things came to light, and I cried, and you cried, and we all cried. And any time that you let out or you vent about situations that you've kept secret or hidden or bottled up, I think is a move in a positive direction. I think you learn from that as well, and you grow. But we want to continue to do that and continue to push ourselves as we move forward. How about you?
I realized that I want to learn. Like today when I was trying to set everything up, I want to learn more about the technology. Like I was trying to troubleshoot stuff, and I just was like, I need Frankie. I need Frankie to come over here and show me how to do this because I do not know. And I want to edit more. I know we talked about doing that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Frankie edited everything. Frankie is the shit.
You're the shit.
We're both the shit. But I do want to be more a part of like the producing piece of it, not just this, but something I learned a lot. Same as far as like I said, I wanted to do something, and then within 2 weeks we were doing it. Mm-hmm. Was it perfect? No. Did we make mistakes? Yes. Did we do it anyway? Abso-fucking-lutely, we did. And I think that that's so awesome that we have something tangible. You know, like we have a season one podcast mm-hmm. called Cheat Day. Like that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
For two simple girls with a dream.
Two simple girls with a dream.
You know, like it's got to start somewhere, right?
Yes.
And this is where it's starting.
Exactly.
So season one, I feel like was a really great start. And you know me, I love to talk.
Yes.
And I love talking to people.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited to start having guests come on because I feel like this is an area and an opportunity for me to kind of shine a little bit more.
Yeah.
I felt really self-conscious the first season. I felt like mm-hmm. every word that came out of my mouth made me sound stupid mm-hmm. because I have issues around feeling stupid.
Same.
I mean, I'm sure everybody feels that way, but I also don't have a college degree to like reinforce the fact that I'm not college smart.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm still fucking brilliant when it comes yeah. to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I just happen to be self-taught, environmentally taught, mm-hmm. on the job taught. Like that's how I learn everything. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I really love about this enrichment program that I'm going to be going to is that it's really about how to like intuitively learn how to do something that we all do anyway and just yeah. do it like the healthiest way possible with like the least amount of trauma. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I love talking to people mm-hmm. and I look forward to bringing in artists that I know, some that I know, some that you know, and just to get to know them better.
Absolutely.
And to really get to kind of put the showcase and the shine on them mm-hmm. as far as them promoting what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just think that's cool that we get to collaborate with people like that.
Absolutely.
So...
Absolutely. And I would love to collaborate with other podcasts as well. Any up and coming podcasts, we can do interviews. I would love to learn why people started doing it. You know, what's their story? What's
right.
the reason behind it? Because I think everybody has something that propelled them forward to want to do this. So I want to learn all of that. So we already have some podcasts in mind that we'll be contacting. To see if they want to collab. Let's collab, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what's been going on for the past month for both of us. And what you can expect coming soon from Cheat Day Podcast, Summer Edition.
Thanks for joining us today, guys. This was a lot of fun. We hope you tune in next week where we interview Renee Beaver. She's a fat, queer, model, artist, activist. In the meantime, I hope you guys hit up the website at cheatdaypodcast.com. You can email us at cheatdaypcast@gmail.com. You can find us on the Twitter @cheatdaypodcast, and you can find us on Instagram @cheatdaypodcast.